know, delighted we're using the event as a warm for the morning rally tomorrow. And when they run that stage up at on Green and the Clifford stage, it's a classic. So, you know, it's great to get a run on it. And it leaves us a little bit sharper for tomorrow morning.
Yeah, so you got the benefit of the three runs through Clifford then, you feel?
We did indeed, yeah. Now, it was very, very tricky, tricky conditions. Very slippy today, and it helps the confidence. It just leaves you going out in the morning tuned in.
Yeah. What about the tight stuff around the park? It can be a daunting situation because there's not much room for error there around St. Columbus Park, is there?
I could take it or leave it, I tell you. It was like threading a needle at times. It's very, very unforgiving, and actually brushed a bit of a bail on the last run. Nothing serious, but like if you're going in there and had to win a rally, it'll be very easy just to leave all sitting in the park. It's very tricky, and it's caught many a guy in the past. So glad we had to get out of there.
Yeah, I know you were using this to bed yourself on for tomorrow, but you were at the top of the timesheets all day long. At any stage, did you feel that the guys coming from behind you could close the gap, or was it just controlled throughout the morning and the afternoon?
I suppose Joe McGonigal is in an R5 car, so it would be unfair to expect him to have the legs of the bigger powered world car. Again, he's a previous winner, so he was putting up a good fight as well. But I think with the conditions, there was nobody going to their neck of it. It was very easy just to put it off the road, you know. So we were comfortable. Tomorrow will be a completely different ball game.
Because there's a lot more WRCs involved, and you've got the two Moffats at the head of the field, and Declan Boyle's in the mix as well as a few others. So it's going to be, certainly it has the billing to be one of the best rallies of the year so far in Monaghan tomorrow, Donna.
Yeah, I think, you know, Monaghan over the last 4 or 5 years has turned out to be a real sprint event. The Moffats have set the bar. Had a great race with them 2 years ago there, and was pleased to finish behind them a handful of seconds, but it was a super race. Looking forward to tomorrow. I think Monaghan and Donegal probably rank side by side as in the events that you have to be honest from the absolute world go, and if you're not, you're going to be left behind. So it's going to be a real battle tomorrow. The winner will be deserved.
Yeah. Just finally, I know we talk about this regularly enough, the big ones to come as well. That's your main target in June, Donegal International?
Yeah, well, look, we're going to try again. We're very disappointed last year. We obviously had a great battle with Declan. Both of us were well out in front, having a great dice. And unfortunately for me, my engine gave up, and a few stages later, Declan's gearbox let go, you know, and it was... It was frustrating, to say the least. And, you know, we'll go back again in June, and I might have a slightly different mindset, maybe relax a bit more about it this year and just take it as it comes and do the best we can.